All right. Want to say good morning to everybody again. This is Pastor Orlena James with International Workers of the Harvest Worldwide Ministry. One church, lots and lots of ministries that have set birth and come out of here, and we give God the glory and the praise for it. I just want to, before I go into that work, we're going to finish up what we started on last week. You only got a little portion of that, but I want to make sure that I give you all of that about the mountaintop experience, that pit place, the palace, and want to give you the rest of that. But I'm going to get into that, but I read an article that I want to share with you guys, and I'm going to speak something prophetically first, and then I'm going to share that article with you. I've been dealing with things concerning the people of God, and one thing that is, it's kind of overwhelming on me, but it's a part of the assignment and the purpose in which I've been given. A lot of things that come from us and through this ministry, a lot of times it's kind of hard for people to receive. And I'm like, why is it so hard for them to receive? Why are they getting scared? Why are these people are crying? What's going on? Am I saying the wrong thing? The thing is this. They have to be detoxed. You're trying to pour a blessing upon people that can't receive a blessing because they are so either tuned into the world, so double-minded, or they just strictly under tradition of religion. It's so much going on that it's like you got to chisel through all of this before you can actually get them to see what the Lord is saying. So right now, it's like the kingdom of God is a mystery to them, just like it is to the unbelievers. That's tough to hear, but it's what's going on. And so now when I go places, you got to make sure that people are detoxed, that you got to break through this stuff before you can actually get to the kingdom of God, the mysteries of the kingdom of God, and what the Lord is saying. This article I read this morning, I think it's going to be really, really helpful to the believers, and I'm going to share it with you, and we will get to the rest of the lesson this week. But it's by Henry Fornes, Bishop Henry Fornes. He sent it to my email, and I'm going to share it with you guys. It says this, don't look at the world. Don't look at the world. It says, what a wonderful thing it would be if people actually took the word of its advice to heart and did everything in their power not to be influenced by the world. Unfortunately, that's not the case. You need only turn on the TV, check in on some of the more popular forms of social media, or just listen to conversations going on around you to know that the world is having a major influence on how many people's lives. He says from infomercials that promote revolutionary news ways to look slim, to diet programs, to a dozen ways to make money and become successful. Americans are being bombarded, manipulated, and enticed from every direction. But here's why that's such a dangerous thing. Y'all, please listen, especially for the believers. When you turn your attention to what's going on in the world, it's easy to get sidetracked and allow your mind to wander away from the things of God. Unknowingly, you set yourself up to become a victim of the world system, and eventually you end up talking and acting like the world, thinking like the world, and doing what worldly people do. You fall in love with the world's way of living. That is so powerful. And he goes on to say, the Bible warns us in 1 John 2:15 that we are to love not this world, neither the things that are in the world. In verses 16 and 17, New Living Translation, it says, for the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievement and possession. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. And this world is fading away, along with everything that people crave. But anyone does what pleases God will live forever. You can see from those verses how dangerous it is, he says, to become entangled in the world system. It can literally ruin your life. It will keep you from ever walking according to God's purpose and plan for you. And it will hinder you from trusting him and from receiving the good things he has destined for you. On the other hand, when you're on board with God and his plan for your life, when you're totally and completely focused on him and his word, you will strive to reach your God-ordained destiny. You won't allow the things around you, those tangled things you can see, hear, and touch, to distract you. I wanted to make sure that I shared that with all of those that are listening to this audio. This is Bishop Henry Fernandez speaking. He sent it here, and I believe that I had to bring it back to the people because this is one of the things that's dealing with this detox thing. You know, the distraction. They got one foot in the world, one foot in the kingdom, and then they're saying that they can't see God. God's not coming through. Where is God during my time? He has been here all alone. It's not God. It is the people. They're looking at this stuff in this world, and I teach the opposite. I teach the kingdom of God. And the people, like, they don't want to hear that. They want to hear how they're going to get a blessing. They want to hear how this all this stuff going to stop and, you know, all the trouble's going to disappear. But they're not even looking at God. And he sees that. He knows when you are craving the things of this world and when your eyes is not up on him. And that is something that you guys had to, information that I had to bring to you on this morning. I pray that you heard it. And that you apply it to your life. You can always give this audio, listen to it again and again and again, because that's the problem. It's hard to put a blessing on people that is not 100% tuned into God. They're tuned into the world. And just 2 minutes of what I'm going to be teaching you this week about this mountaintop experience, part two of it. Truthfully, the greatness of a person chosen by God is not found in the work that they're willingly do for God, because the greatness of a person chosen by God is in their relationship with God. I want to make sure that you hear that. That is coming from my lesson this week, and that's all I'm going to give you for today, but you've got to call in the rest of the week to hear the rest. Hear that again. Truthfully, the greatness of a person chosen by God is not found in the work they're willingly do for God. Okay, because people think they can get it by just doing the work and giving seed and sowing. No, no, no. It doesn't come by that. The greatness of a person chosen by God, it comes through their relationship with God. Your connection with God, your relationship with God is so very important for you to come from a place of the pit to the palace. Your mountaintop experience, your relationship with God is the key. Not how much you give or how much you do and how you feel you show up for everything. That has nothing to do with it. Your relationship has everything to do with it. This is Pastor Orlando James. I thank you for allowing me to serve you with your morning coffee, your morning words.